the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wrongs we hail are the worst of all and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth.
You know, I'm almost in this life. I mean this. Literally, when the pure, unadulterated evil is unleashed on this world. The people of Israel lived through one such moment this weekend. The bloody hands of the terrorist organization Hamas, a group whose stated purpose for being is to kill Jews.
It's almost impossible to overstate the evil of an organization like Hamas. Think about how people who agree about nothing else, Republicans and Democrats, across the board, with the exception of some very small number of lunatics in Congress, the squad, universally condemn what Hamas has done to Israel. When else do you find that kind of agreement? I mean, that's like the only thing that would produce more agreement would be a direct attack on the United States, right? And that should tell you something. It should also assuage your concern if there's any part of you that thinks, well, I don't know, I wonder if there's another side of this story. No, there's not another side of this story. In fact, I really want to give credit to Corinne Jean-Pierre, who I don't give her credit very often, but I give her credit for yesterday when she was asked about the comments by several members of the squad, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and AOC and Cori Bush, that were sort of equivocating on Hamas and Israel or criticizing Israel, sounding like light versions of the Ayatollah in his tweet in Hebrew about how the Jews brought this on themselves and deserve what they got. Like, that's kind of what they sounded like. Okay. Her response to that question from a reporter.
Gained the administration's call for support for Israel.
So look, I've seen some of those statements this weekend, and we're going to continue to be very clear. We believe they're wrong. We believe they're repugnant, and we believe they're disgraceful.
Wrong, repugnant, and disgraceful. Exactly right.
Our condemnation belongs squarely with terrorists who have brutally murdered, raped, kidnapped hundreds of Israelis. There can be no equivocation about that. There are not two sides here. There are not two sides.
Thank you for saying that.
President Biden has been clear on where he has stood. You heard from him directly today. You heard from him also on Saturday on this. There's been multiple statements from this president, and he's taking action to provide additional support to ensure that Israel has what they need to defend themselves.
Absolutely. There just aren't two sides here. There's insanity and evil, and their civilization. And by the way, insanity and evil is not code for Arab. It's code for Islamo-fascist terrorist Arab, okay? Or anybody else, whether they're Arab or not. I've known a lot of Arabs. The vast majority of Arabs I've known are fantastic people. These people are not. And just, even the Iran connection. I mean, think about this for a second. You've got... It's so hard. There's so much to be said here. They went over the border into Israel, and they slaughtered all of the people who were at the music festival. We talked about that yesterday. Kudos to Corinne Jean-Pierre for using the word rape. They raped women. They kidnapped women. They killed children. In fact, the report, President Biden in his statement last night, he said some of it.
Parents butchered using their bodies to try to protect their children. Stomach-turning reports of babies being killed. Entire families slain. Young people massacred while attending a musical festival to celebrate peace. Women raped, assaulted, paraded as trophies. Families hid their fear for hours and hours, desperately trying to keep their children quiet. to avoid drawing attention.
And in case you had any doubt about just how evil and awful this was, and I know this is a hard thing to hear in the morning on your way to work. I get it, okay? But you need to know so you can understand what we're really dealing with here. This is a CBS report yesterday that came out around the same time, but this is hard to hear, okay? It's hard to hear. But the president in saying, you know, they killed children still didn't quite tell the whole story.
Just in the last hour, Israel's body retrieval group confirmed to CBS News that they have discovered beheaded babies and children in the Kfar Aza kibbutz in southern Israel. Some of those small farming communities were the worst hit by Hamas militants, and we are still now discovering the details.
There's no words to capture this evil. Netanyahu, when he was on a call with the president.
We had hundreds massacred, families wiped out in their beds and their homes. They mowed down these youngsters who came to a nature festival and just, you know, like put five jeeps around a depression in the soil. And like Babi Yar, they mowed them down, you know, making sure that they killed everybody. We've never seen such savagery in the history of the state. And they're even worse than ISIS.
Unbelievable.
They're even worse than ISIS, and we need to treat them as such.
Even worse than ISIS. We've never seen anything like that. And think about what that is for, what that means for somebody like Netanyahu to say, you know, where they have come from, the centuries of anti-Semitism, the persecution that goes back as far as, you know, Egypt's Pharaoh or King Herod, if you think about some of the stories in the Bible that were atrocities committed against Jewish children. And then, of course, you have Germany, which is the most recent vivid example. But, you know, anti-Semitism is not new. The vowed stated mission of Iran, of Hezbollah, of Hamas is to, they don't believe Israel has a right to exist. The Jews don't have a right to exist. Kill them horribly. They don't care, children, women, elderly, they don't care. They're nothing. They're ants on the ground. They're beneath ants on the ground. That's their view. Kill them or torture them, whatever is most convenient. So whenever we talk about, like, should Iran be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon? Or do we need to do everything we can to prevent that? Consider that they are a state sponsor of this kind of behavior by other actors in the Gaza Strip or in Lebanon or in Syria. And then imagine if they had a nuclear weapon, what they might be willing to do with it in the pursuit of this insanity, this total dehumanization of an entire race of people. And it's not a question of, well, should we try to stop them from having a nuclear weapon, you know? It's not an option. You can't let it happen. Israel has said they'd engage in preemptive strikes against Iran if they thought they had a nuclear program, right? I mean, right? And rightly so, because if you know they get it, they use it against your people, what's left to do? What's left to argue about at that point? So it just, I know there's an impulse that wants to say, well, is it really that bad, or is there something to be said on the other side? Well, there is. I'll tell you that in a second. But there really isn't the other perspective of, well, maybe they got something going for them. No, and the people who are protesting and demonstrating on behalf of Hamas in America, it's repulsive. And I hope ignorant. I hope it's ignorance or programming or brainwashing or something, because it's hard to imagine it being enlightened and then protesting on behalf. That's just, I can't wrap my brain around that. 718 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
Don't you kind of hope you run into one? No, you probably don't, but I mean, just a fight.
I think that...
Just a fight.
And that's, yeah, I mean...
I know, that's ignorant on my part.
No, but it's...
Man, it's...
But you want, like, ugh. I want to reason with anybody. I want to preach the gospel to anybody. I want everybody to be saved. There are some people that you simply cannot, and they just need to be killed, and that's all there is to it. Not Arabs, but terrorists. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, taking a look at our traffic. We have a backup. Fairfield and Palafox, there's an accident this morning. It's backed up westbound on Fairfield, backed up to 110, and then it looks like the front gate of Pensacola NAS. It's backed up past Sunset to Brancas and Navy near the Walmart this morning, so that's a backup as well. So pack your patience, I know. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. I want to give credit to the president. The president said exactly what he needed to say. Yesterday, midday, exactly right. I'm glad he said it.
There's no justification for terrorism. There's no excuse. Hamas does not stand for the Palestinian people's right to dignity and self-determination. Its stated purpose is the annihilation of the State of Israel and the murder of Jewish people. They use Palestinian civilians as human shields. Hamas offers nothing but terror and bloodshed with no regard to who pays the price.
And what people will say is, but isn't Israel killing women and children in retaliation? Oh, they are. They are. There are women and children being killed right now in the Gaza Strip from the rocket attacks, from the buildings. But there's still a big difference. And that is awful. But here's the difference. When Israel attacks, they go out of their way to protect innocent life. They try to find targets that are military targets only, terrorist targets only. They do the knock warning on building roofs to make sure that people know this building is coming down, get out, so they have time to do it. And they will do everything they can to avoid killing women, children, non-combatants. Because those are the rules of warfare. That's the Judeo-Christian tradition in just war theory. The war itself has to have the right purpose, and the war has to be fought in the right way. And if you violate either of those, it becomes unjust and unethical and illegal. Okay? And they understand that, and they believe that, because they believe all life is precious, made in the image of God. For the terrorists, killing women and children and the disabled and the elderly, outraging you, doing horrendous things to them, is not a consequence of legitimate military tactics. It's the nature of their illegitimate terroristic tactics. They are not seeking peace. They are seeking annihilation. Just war is justified by seeking peace as its end goal, which is why terrorism is always at odds with just war theory, because terrorism makes it impossible to come to reconciliation with your enemy. What they are doing is deliberately doing the things that people like the United States or NATO or Israel might do unintentionally and accept as a consequence of doing what's necessary to protect our people, but never celebrate. They celebrate beheading toddlers. They celebrate raping women. They do not care about their own women either. They're just another tool. Human shields are just another tool. So I say that because there's, and I know some of you totally know this, okay? So I'm preaching to some of you who are already in the choir. That's fine. But there are some people who still doubt or aren't sure or don't have a picture or don't know enough. You have a genuine culture of death that celebrates dying in the process of killing anybody who doesn't subscribe to your particular religious political view of the world and the end of civilization and what it should be aimed at. And then you have, you know, Western-style democracy that tolerates dissent, values all people, even those who disagree. Hates, for example, to go to Candy's question, hates the fact that we need to kill them and wishes we didn't have to, but recognizes in a realistic world that we do have to. That is the only option. Hates the fact that we have to do it. Doesn't celebrate that. Doesn't glory in it. But does it because it's what has to be done. The Israelis would love to coexist with their neighbors. And again, I use the example of Jordan. They taught the Jordanians agriculture and irrigation and crop rotation and to, you know, hey, here's how to use the Jordan River more effectively. We know you're our enemy, but you're not our enemy. We want to make peace with you. And they did, and they made peace with Jordan. Jordan become a prosperous, you know, partner, neighbor to the east across the Jordan River. They would gladly do that with everybody in the region. It simply can't be done with the Iranians. They've been trying to do it with the Palestinians for decades. So, 437-1620. I appreciate what the president did. I wish the president would have answered questions. He did only go 10 minutes and then walked away, you know, as he's being asked questions. But credit to him, credit to Corinne Jean-Pierre for saying what's true and needing to be said. And, yeah, it's a hard thing to think about. it's a hard thing to think about on a, you know, Wednesday on your way to work. But it is the world we live in, and we have to be clear-eyed about this in case whatever else comes down the road, at least we know what we're dealing with. 723 on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
The Bible records a conversation between Jesus and Peter in which Jesus asks Peter three times, "Lovest thou me?" And three times Peter responds with, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Interestingly, after each exchange, Jesus called Peter not just to declare his love with his words, but Jesus wanted Peter to demonstrate his love with his actions. Jesus is essentially saying, don't talk about it, be about it. When you read of Peter's life in the book of Acts, you see a man who, in spite of great physical discomfort, boldly demonstrates his love for Christ. Let us learn from the example of Peter and not just declare our love for Jesus with our lips, but seek opportunities to demonstrate our love for Christ to a world who desperately needs to see bold, loving, and faithful Christians.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey?
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system with its modern compact design will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? Because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit atr.org/cutspending.
Hey, if you're thinking about selling or buying a home, Christina Leavenworth is just fantastic. And she surrounded herself with a team of people who are kind of like-minded and what I like to say is like-hearted, meaning that they care deeply about you, getting what you want, taking care of you, providing you that dream opportunity, whatever that is for you. And even just like doing the little things. A lot of times in real estate, a lot of people can come up with a price. A lot of people can, list a home and maybe stage the home, although they're fantastic at it and they know the price to set and all that. They can write a contract or whatever. But will they show up and spackle the nail holes the night before closing because that's something that the buyer complained about and just needed to be done because you'd already left town? Well, Christina's done that. that's the kind of people that they are is, one of the other associates she works with, they solved some problem with the hurricane shutters after they'd already left town. And, they just do whatever needs to be done to make sure the deal goes through. And, of course, they're very efficient at it, selling more than 230 homes last year. It's pretty amazing. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Don't go back. Okay, don't go back. That's it. That's what they want. Let me tell you, can I give you two guys a friendly piece of advice, okay? Don't ever go up to the drive-thru, okay? Always walk up to the counter. You know why? Okay.
There is something else.
When the one, two! If you ever hear us now, sit the night. Your body starts to sweat. You shit, you shivers in front. You know it's stupid, your mother, she hates your guts. She knows that you're
Good morning, 7-2. What happens at the drive-thru, Joe? 728 on News Radio 92.3.
What movie was that?
That's Lethal Weapon 3. Lethal Weapon 3,
yes. Yeah.
So bad things happen at the drive-thru. Let's just put it that way. Candy's got traffic on the fives in the middle of her dancing.
I know. I was, and I'm not even out of breath right now. Fairfield
Give
is...
Give it a minute.
I know. No, Fairfield is backed up, though. Backed up to 110, and also the turnoff from 110 to Fairfield. If you're going southbound, that's backed up as well, and it's backed up right near... Used to be Arity's, Strikers right there at that bowling alley. That's where the backup is. And again, that is westbound on Fairfield. And it looks like the front gate of Pensacola NAS backed up not only past Sunset and the gas station, but also to Navy this morning. So pack your patience there. 437-1620. You can text in your traffic tips. We are News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I love that when Candy does traffic, you get traffic and history and food references.
I know.
And
like, here's where that gentleman's club was.
Remember,
I know. It's right around the corner
when?
From Taco Rock. Yeah, I know. Sorry.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Egypt now moving to avert a mass exodus from the Gaza Strip into its Sinai Peninsula.
Around 1,000 Palestinians have been killed so far, and this is just the opening phase. Israel is now preparing to send in tanks and troops.
That's NBC's Richard Engel, and Israel's ordered what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called a complete siege of the Strip. They've cut off supplies of food, water, fuel, and electricity there, and the border crossing into Egypt remains shut at this point.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Oh, this is kind of a neat thing. This is tomorrow, October 12th, at the Emergency Operations Center in Pine Forest Road in Milton, 4499 Pine Forest Road. They're having a safety festival, so there's going to be free bike helmets for kids, face painting, games, safety tips, door prizes, giveaways, AED and CPR and basic first aid mini training, so you can get all of that. And this is being put on by a whole bunch of organizations. That's tomorrow at 4 at the Emergency Operations Center on Pine Forest in Milton.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Israeli military launches more attacks in Gaza, responding to attacks by Hamas, and in Lebanon in response to rocket fire from
Hezbollah. Because we're doing anything we can, and I know it's not much, but we're doing everything we can to bring them back.
She's on Fox and Friends First. Texas death row inmate Jedediah Murphy is executed by lethal injection.
Murphy had admitted he'd killed 80-year-old Bertie Cunningham during a carjacking in October of 2000. He offered an apology to her family and said he hoped his death would give them closure. He was pronounced dead 25 minutes later.
Fox's Jack Callahan. The Supreme Court had overturned an order that had delayed the execution. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731. News Radio 92.3. It is 68 degrees, mostly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. The Florida Highway Patrol has confirmed that the 2-year-old boy that was ejected from a car on Highway 98 last week has now died. The crash happened back on October 4th on 98 near Fairfield Drive. At the time, investigators said a black Buick didn't yield the right-of-way and collided with a red Ford as it was attempting to make a turn. The 2-year-old boy, as well as an infant in the Buick, were ejected from the vehicle during the crash. FHP said that the investigation is continuing. As of now, they're still determining whether the child safety seat and booster seat in the vehicle had been used or if they were used improperly. A Santa Rosa County man will spend life in prison for the sexual abuse of a young girl.
60-year-old Thomas Lawless was found guilty last Thursday on 2 counts of sexual battery on a victim between the ages of 6 and 11. Prosecutors say the incidents took place monthly throughout the late 90s and early 2000s and were reported to the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office in 2016. According to Channel 3, Lawless had been designated as a sex offender since 1998.
And that is News Radio's Joe Ford reporting. Despite what he calls social media misinformation, Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city of Pensacola does not have plans to sell off Bay Bluffs Park.
And I mean, there's a lot of fallacies with that notion, including even for us to sell any city property. I mean, it's going to have to go to council. There's no unilateral way for me or the next mayor to ever, just make that kind of decision without some council action.
And during yesterday's news conference, Reeves said that he plans to meet next week with Conservation Florida in an effort to preserve that park and find funding options that would go towards restoring it. Late last month, the city announced Bay Bluffs Park would remain closed indefinitely due to structural issues. The park has now been closed since May. Senator Marco Rubio wants to know how we plan to take care of military members who end up with side effects after taking the COVID vaccine. Senator Rubio and colleagues sent a letter yesterday to Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough. Rubio says if we're going to require service members to get vaccinated, we have to be aware there could be unintended side effects. He wants to know what the process is for considering VA disability claims due to injuries caused by the vaccine. Governor Ron DeSantis wants increased sanctions against Iran after the attacks on Israel.
I hope the federal government follows suit and gets rid of this delusion that you can somehow play footsie with the Iranian mullahs. Put them in their place. Do not let them get any money flowing into their coffers, because you know that that's going to turn around and be used to fund terrorism.
And the governor announced yesterday that he wants to introduce a proposal for the next legislative session, which would crack down on Hamas, block Iranian businesses from operating in the state of Florida, and include restrictions in several sectors, such as financial, construction, manufacturing, textile, and technology. He also wants to ban state investments in any Iranian companies. It is 7:35, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
It's brought to you by Knox Pest Control. It's their family serving your family since 1929. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. We got a text that said, if you hadn't said near Arides, I wouldn't know where it was. But it was. I mean, it's not even Arides now. It's something else. But and Stryker's Bowling Alley, Fairfield and Palafox. I'm sorry. There was an accident this morning. And there's actually two accidents on Fairfield. It is blocked westbound at that intersection and backed up past 110 this morning. And the turnoff from 110 onto Fairfield, southbound, is also backed up. So caution there. It's also backed up as you're making your way out of the front gate of Pensacola NAS past Sunset and really up to the Walmart on Navy Boulevard. So caution there, too, 437-16. 20. You can text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We can expect a washout of a day today. Plenty of showers around the region. Temperatures, because of the rain, topping out near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. As you go into Thursday, can't rule out some stray showers. 50% chance of rain, high near 81 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 70. We'll have that low rain chance through our Friday as well. 50% chance of rain with a high near 84. Low Friday night near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 68 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 66 in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with your Money Now. California Governor Gavin Newsom has given the green light for the state's transportation and energy officials to figure out how to install solar panels, battery storage, and other renewable energy sites along highways. The bill commissions California's Department of Transportation to establish clear guidelines for companies and public agencies to develop highway-side renewable energy. Solar advocates say the empty land alongside roads could be used to power over 270,000 California homes. Walgreens Boots Alliance has named Tim Wentworth as its new CEO, picking a healthcare veteran to steer the pharmacy chain as it faces a profit squeeze and labor pressures. Wentworth, who is set to start his new job October 23rd, is the former CEO of Express Scripts, one of the biggest pharmacy benefit managers and now part of Cigna. With the Walgreens role, Wentworth will take the helm of a retail pharmacy giant and one of the most recognizable names in healthcare. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's your money now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Enjoy the food, music, and fun at the Pensacola Beach Chamber's Taste of the Beach, Saturday from 10 to 4 at Casino Beach. Visit PensacolaBeachChamber.com for more. Experience an authentic Italian festival with food, Italian music, and family fun at the Sons and Daughters of Italy's Festa Italiana, Friday and Saturday in Seville Square. See VisitPensacola.com for more details. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sponsor a bill this year to try and take this on. In Florida already, we regulate charities. Florida statute 496.404 defines, charities and solicitations and, requires that charities register with the state before they solicit funds from Floridians. I think it might be as simple as expanding that to make sure that everyone understands that panhandling is essentially, it's an act of commerce, the same way any kind of charitable activity is an act of commerce. And it's able to be regulated by the state. And I think, if you do it without the proper licensure, you can be criminally charged and prosecuted the same way as anybody else can.
That was State Representative Alex Andrade, District 2. We talked with him last hour. This evolving conversation we've been having ever since Friday with Mike Kimbrell and then Bob Johnson and Sheriff Chip Simmons and Sheriff Johnson about the issue of panhandling and what we can do. And he says, well, maybe we can just, expand the state's regulatory oversight of charitable fundraising into covering even individuals who are fundraising for themselves. Once money changes hands, it's a different thing. I know yesterday Mayor Reeves, D.C. Reeves, was kind of asked about some of this stuff in his press conference. He joins us now. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I know it's just kind of, fresh first time you're hearing it, but any reaction or thought to maybe that approach to regulating or prohibiting panhandling by Representative Andrade? Not yet, Senator, but Representative Andrade.
Right. Yeah, I think, to keep this all in context, and I said this yesterday, you have to understand, and if you don't know a little of my personal background, I've been around this issue for as long as I can remember. My mom's been involved in this, started the women's program at the Waterfront Mission. And so I've also been a downtown business owner, and I've seen the quality of life crimes that happen because of panhandling and things like that as well. So, I have a pretty well-rounded experience through this issue. And what I'll tell you is the vast majority of the most passionate home advocates for homeless and homeless reduction will tell you that panhandling is an issue. So that's one thing that, regardless of where you sit on this topic, which is can be very, very divisive and very complex, I think when it comes to panhandling, which is people who do not want help and they want to sit at the corner and make a living by just asking for money and not looking for help or find opportunity, that becomes a problem for cities and municipalities. Now, to your point, if there was an automatic way to do this, trust me, I'm going to go see 8 more mayors today. They would all be copying what we did, or we would be copying what they did, and different laws and different states, of course, that certainly change things. But at the end of the day, I think panhandling is an issue for cities all over this country. And you're actually for the first time starting to see bipartisan support with things like camping and some of the after effects of the Boise decision that have really controlled a lot of what you could or couldn't do as a municipality or a county. And so you're starting to see, even in California, in Oregon, you're starting to see Republicans and Democrats and leadership start to say that there's some unintended consequences legal precedent that's causing a lot of issues.
And the one thing I would say is just, if I talk to my law enforcement friends, they're like, man, I wish we had something we could do. I wish we had enforcement we could take. I feel like our hands are tied, but we want to do something. And you know, political leaders in recognition of what the population believes, which is this is a problem. This is not acceptable. We love the First Amendment, but we cannot have this kind of behavior overrunning our cities and ruining it. And we've got to do something. The political will is there, as you say, on both sides of the aisle to do something. And so I think, you know, something will be done. The question is, you know, will it be effective? And anyway, I was eager to, you know, talk to Representative Andrade about what he says he's going to try to do. And, you know, hey, maybe we find a solution. That would be fantastic. And I love that you have that background. I have to say, like, I want to give. I want to, you know, we tithe, like, you know, 10% of my income goes to helping poverty relief directly to agencies that work on this stuff. And I hate panhandling. Like, you can do both. You know, you can love and help the homeless or the poor and hate panhandling too.
Correct. And then, look, and I think the issue lies, in my opinion, and Representative Andrade is an attorney. You know, he'll be able to speak at an expert level to this, but I know the general issue has always been, what's the difference between me and you exchanging money on the corner of Palo Fox and Garden Street and you and someone else that might be homeless? And, right. and it's making that delineation. And I don't know that that path will solve that or absolve that issue. Maybe it will. But again, practically speaking, at the end of the day, the people that work every day, work overtime, nights, weekends to try to help people on the street also have the same frustration, because it takes away from those efforts, right? There are a few that really do take away from the efforts of many in this community, many charitable people in this community. So certainly any solution we could come up with that, I certainly support.
And just to be clear, in case people didn't hear you accurately, you and I have never stood on the edge of the corner of a street that ends in Fox and exchanged money for any purpose ever.
That's correct.
just to be clear.
Yeah, if you tuned in right then, that would be
the What are Andrew and D.C. doing downtown? We're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mayor, hang on for just a second. Let's get traffic on the candies.
Yeah, speaking of the street that ends in Fox. Fairfield and the street that ends with Fox.
There you go.
Okay, that's, I know, because that's where Aries was. And now it's Escapes, as somebody's texting it. And that's where the accident is. It's right there near Escapes. There's two accidents on Fairfield. It's backed up westbound on Fairfield, and 110 is backed up southbound as you're making your way on to Fairfield. Also backed up at the front gate of Pensacola NAS to Navy Boulevard. So caution there, wherever you are, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative. Local, dependable.
Oh, look at you doing old candy voice.
And I'm so, I know, right? Old candy.
Previous candy.
There you are.
I'm sorry. Back to Mayor D.C.
And I love you,
D.C.
Thank you so much for what you do.
You are headed to Boston this morning and took time out of your schedule to share with us. You're going back, as you said, to talk to a bunch of mayors and talk about city design and the Hollis T. Williams stormwater project, right?
Yeah, it's hosted by the mayor of Boston, and very grateful to be one of eight mayors in the country. It's I'm joining the mayor of Detroit, Oakland, Chattanooga, St. Pete, and some others. And ultimately, I mean, the real way to describe it is like a think tank. Is I'm going to present this project and say, here's where we are. Great news. We've gotten $30 million of funding. How would you write an RFP? You know, who's done a stormwater park before? And it's not only the eight mayors, it's eight of the best designers in the world. And what's really cool about this project is they know what the administration of this project, of this of MICD, they know what I'm presenting, so they actually hand select. So more than likely, they're going to have design experts that have built massive stormwater parks that you know, all over the world that will be listening. So they kind of tailor the experts to what the projects that are going to be presented. So I'm the first mayor to go tomorrow morning, and so we get about an hour and a half and say, here's our project, here's where we are. What would you be thinking about if you're the mayor, if you're in public works, if you're our city engineer? So you can imagine that's going to be extremely valuable. And as I said yesterday, probably the most decorated collection of people in terms of the experience of doing something like this to ever look at this project at one time. And so that's very, very exciting.
No, it's fantastic. It really is. You talked yesterday during your press conference. You began with talking about the smoke detectors and the installation, and you seemed pretty, upset might not be the right word, but like emotionally moved by contemplating the idea of poor people in Pensacola that don't have smoke alarms and therefore kids might be at risk.
Yeah. I was out there with them on Saturday, and we've had one of the worst 12-month periods having nothing to do with our amazing fire department. Just, we've had one of the worst 12-month periods in terms of fire, structure fires, house fires, and fire-related deaths in the city in a long, long time. And that includes children. And although those are all under their own investigations, I'm not speaking to any of those specifically. What I can say is, like the national statistic, the vast majority of fire-related deaths, the leading cause is not having a smoke alarm. And you just think about that. A $10 item that goes in your house that we're coming in and putting in for free could be the difference between the survival of a child that lives in the city of Pensacola, you know, and you think about what little effort that is to get that in versus what the potential impact could be. I mean, it is the return on that time and that $10 item is infinite. And so, I mean, it's pretty amazing getting to walk around with all our awesome firefighters last Saturday, and we'll continue to do this on Saturdays. But we put in 32 on the spot, brought a drill. Our firefighters got on a ladder, put them in and above these children's bedrooms and all that. And then there were several houses I went in personally that had none. I mean, think about that, you know, with multiple children, not just a broken one, not an old one, zero. And so, you know, it's one of those cool things where you can spend a few hours out in your community and you know for a fact that that could be a life and death, investment of time, you know, and so very fortunate to do that. And it was very powerful to think about that we have people in this city that don't have those. It all really only motivates us to continue to do it. And that's what we'll be doing a lot of Saturdays, not only the next one on the 21st in the Westside Garden District, but also more Saturdays to come.
Yeah, I feel the same way about the co-sleeping and the crib care and the proper positioning for a baby, because it's the same thing. You can save lives just by getting people to have, in your case, a smoke alarm or talking about that kind of stuff, because it's so unnecessary how ignorance can cause death, and totally unnecessary for that to be the case. Man, we don't even have time to get into let's just do this one little quick thing and tell people the city is not considering selling Bay Bluffs Park. Instead, you're looking at a conservation declaration for Bay Bluffs Park that would actually, in perpetuity, protect it from being sold. Did I get that right?
That's correct. As I said, you know, when you it's just a fair warning. I used to be in journalism. A fair warning is don't get your news from the Facebook comments.
No kidding.
Stereotypes about the mayor. It is, you know, listen to credible people, incredible sources who actually ask.
Right.
And the truth of the matter is, you know, I grew up playing there. They're not in 1 million years would I ever be selling or privatizing Bay Bluffs Park. As I said yesterday, the day before I do that, I will resign from this office. That will never happen under my watch. And as a matter of fact, if the concern is beyond me, that everyone believes me, then I'll protect that too. And so that's so I'm meeting on the 19th with Conservation Florida with Tracy there, and I was on their board actually for a little while before I'd gotten into the campaign, and so. Because they had started a Northwest Florida chapter. So I've got good relationships with them. We're going to talk about this exact issue. They're very excited about this idea. And we'll try to protect it for generations to come. Could help us with some other potential funding sources and all that. So we're very excited.
All right. The frivolous topic, where I always like to end here on something a little bit fun. First question, when a movie is based on true events but turns out not to really be all that accurate, does that bother you or do you still enjoy the movie?
It does a little bit. Yeah, when I see, you know, when it says true events, then I know it's probably like 15% true. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
There's ways that they word it that make sure that you know that it's probably all fictional. But it does bother me a little bit.
All right. Does DC eat moldy cheese? If so, do you have a preference of which kind?
Very little. Maybe a little bit of blue.
Okay.
In small bites.
Tell me you're not like a mild cheddar and American is exotic times for you kind of person, though.
Right, yeah. Pepper jack is when, you know, spice things up on the weekend.
Last thing, I'm going to put you in the middle of a big controversy that you're not asking for.
Oh, boy.
Should America convert to metric?
Oh, yeah, I heard you talking about this yesterday. I mean, I don't know. You know, there's so many things. Hey, the brewery business, we already are there. I was a little attuned to that, but probably not, man. I mean, look, it's hard enough for me to, you know, get an email out to the citizens and make sure that everybody hears it. I can't even imagine taking that on, but
I
sounds like you're an avid supporter of this.
Now, I believe in it philosophically, but you'll get me to do it over my dead body. So that's where I'm at. Totally conflicted and irrational. D.C. Reeves, Mayor of Pensacola, safe travels to Boston. Hope you have a great time and bring back excellent lessons for us here in Pensacola. Thank you, as always, for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
7:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got plumbing issues, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall when you turn on the faucet or flush the toilet, that's not supposed to happen. The water pressure, the water temperature, you know, plumbing issues, okay? Give Barbary Plumbing a call. They'll take care of you with flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take the stress and costs out of health care. That's tomorrow morning at 10 as ProHealth is the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Royal, how's it going, Royal Ugly Dudes?
Here comes the low during the day tomorrow, bringing some rain into our area, probably as soon as maybe late morning. Late morning, we might see some light rain. And then as we head through the midday and afternoon hours, the rain will just keep running through the area. So it's going to be off and on, mainly light to moderate rain. We're not expecting bad thunderstorms or anything like that. But this is just a big area of low pressure over the Gulf that's going to be changing things up here. And it will be windy. The breezy weather will be noticed during the afternoon and nighttime hours tomorrow. Even at this time tomorrow night, it's still probably going to be a bit breezy.
That was last night, Alan Strum talking the 10 o'clock news on WEAR, our good news partners and friends over there, about the storms that are, whoops, sorry, that's a little too loud for the Stacey Q. Right now, it's north of us and south of us, and we're kind of in the parting of the Red Seas moment here at the moment, but it's just rain, and it's just wind, and it's going to be, you know, not a storm, it's not a formation or anything like that, but do be prepared that this afternoon it's going to be probably not golfing weather, let's just put it that way. Surely the good Lord wouldn't ruin this, the greatest game of my life. That's a peach, hon. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
You missed the rat farts part.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, rat farts. Anyway, speaking of, so you're probably going to say that as you're driving around today. There's lots going on.
I think the heavy stuff's going to come down for at least an hour.
At least another hour. I think you're all set. There's an accident off 9 Mile. It's Darlene Circle in 9 Mile. Now, it said it's open, and it is open there, but it's very slow on Pine Forest in 9 Mile. You're heading towards the interstate. Let me find this. It's also slow southbound right by the hospital, by West Florida Hospital. We're seeing an issue southbound. I'm sorry. I know I'm training too at the same time. I'm looking and just being, where is that? Oh, yeah, right by West Florida Hospital. And we're showing it very, very slow, it looks like, on Davis. 29 north and southbound, mostly southbound, showing a slowdown by Car City. Where are, oh, there we are. That's why. In Car City, it's very slow southbound. Fairfield and Palafox backed up on Fairfield. That is westbound. And also the interstate as you're making your way onto Fairfield is backed up as well. Front gate of Pensacola NAS is backed up. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Federal Trade Commission has now proposed a new rule that would ban junk fees.
It's not just hotels and resorts. Junk fee charges show up for sporting events, concerts, apartment rentals, utilities. Some restaurants now add house, courtesy, or compliance fees so they can pay their staff minimum wage.
That's NBC's Tom Costello. Now, if this new rule does go into effect, businesses that charge junk fees might be fined and forced to pay customers back. The FTC says it would save Americans tens of billions of dollars, but there's no word on when it could actually go into effect.
You know what I'm going to request.
Billions of dollars. Yes, I know.
There you go. That's right. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. Oh, my goodness. When we come back, we might talk a little bit about panhandling. We might talk about trees. Might have a frivolous topic. We've got lots of stuff on the agenda. There's all kinds of things to talk about. Stick around.